ready to rap, you ready to talk. Don't run your mouth. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the newest episode of the Be Cool Podcast. Be cool, motherfuckers. I hope everyone's enjoying the holiday season. It's the 16th of December. We're 9 days away from the big day for everybody. Little Christmas. Hope you celebrate each other. Small gifts, big gifts, whatever you like. Be responsible. Drink responsibly. Play hard. Get out there. Have some fun. Decorate the trees. You know, celebrate with the ones you love, the ones you care for, and the ones that you miss. Never forget those that we've lost on these special days, these special weeks leading up to the holiday season. The holiday, I should say. Because soon after Christmas, then it gets to the drinkers. You know, you got New Year's Eve, the drinkers. Then March rolls around, you got some more drinkers. You know, February, you got the love bugs. Some people are going to Boston to see the Clippers play on the 13th of February. Some people, not everybody. You know, maybe 25,000. But what a big weekend it was for the Buffalo Bills beating those Steelers late game on Sunday. But you know what? We pulled it out. It was a squeaker. We almost blew it at the end. 2 minutes left, but Josh Allen knows what he's doing. He's a big dog, getting things done. I won $2 on a free game on DraftKings. The Sunday night game, the showdown, captain style. You know who played the captain? The Buffalo Bills defense. Big-time winners. Big-time winners last night. Won also a 75 cents, you know, on a little quarter play. But that's neither here nor there, you know. I'm a small gambler. I'm not addicted. But I do like, you know, from watching sports, might as well put a quarter on the game, you know, just have a little fun. Or the games. You need to play the NBA style. You're betting with all the seven games. Or you can pick and choose if you want to play a little late swap or you want to do a little turbo action, a little two-gamer. Do whatever you want. Feel free. If you don't like gambling, you don't have to do it. So I'm not promoting DraftKings out here. Just letting you know what's going on. Big-time Buffalo Bills clinching. I think it was the clincher to get into the playoffs, so it's been a long time coming. A lot of quarterbacks. I mean, a lot of years. So hopefully, Frankie Gore, Singletary, downtown, touchdown, Johnny Brown. Hard Knocks, Beasley, you got to catch those in the air. If you put your hand on it, you got to catch it. That's why I see it. What a UFC it was. Terrible. Three championships on the line. It wasn't terrible. It was just mundane. You know, a little bleh, bleh. It was fun, though. We were over at Big Dad's, creeping in the basement, not bothering anybody. Me and Luca drinking some Truly, some Modelos. Not bad. It tastes a little creamy in there, that Modelo. But nice refreshing difference from a little Corona or a Heineken or a Bud Heavy. Sometimes I like to roll with. Not really picky, but I like to switch it up once in a while, go on a little tangent. Always down for a half and half twisted tea. Keep me away from those pineapple Trulies. Garbage. Those blueberry Akais. Garbage. Don't throw too many juices in there. Raspberry lime, you're right at the top of the list. Right in there. But anyway, we also had a little different sip too. We'll talk about that. But that UFC, you know, it was just mundane. It wasn't anything exciting. There was some knockouts. There was some clapping. Wasn't really, you know, I don't know if you call those headliners, you know. Not a big headlining. You know, Max Holloway, whatever. Usman, whatever. Covington, blah, ran off like a little rat. You got to sit there, watch a guy, his hands get raised. We got a champion in the building. Come on, man. You know, didn't get to see a lot of basketball this weekend. Was in and out of town. Got this runny nose again. I don't know what's going on. There's people sick all over the world. I see it. All these athletes are ill. The illnesses. They're eating bad avocados. Who knows what's going on? I'm just trying to enjoy these glazed donuts I got, and I can't even taste the goddamn things. I did have a nice triple stacker this weekend, though, and if you get your hands on one of those, might as well go get it. Get a Wendy's style triple stacker with bacon and cheese. If you have no Five Guys around, might as well, close by, just stop in Wendy's, get one of those. It'll suffice. Don't get a Big Mac. Don't get a Whopper. That's garbage. Wendy's flame broiled, fresh to order. That's what they tell me. I've never worked at a Wendy's, so I can't, you know, give you 100% on that. Or if it's real beef. I mean, anything's possible these days. People are eating impossible meat because it is impossible to make a burger or a patty out of oils that are pasteurized from a plant. Okay? That's not healthy. You're just eating oils, folks. You don't even know what these oils do to you. They're not. No one's testing this shit. Just imagine eating a bunch of canola oil. Okay? We're not talking peanut oil. That's expensive. Very expensive. If you ever go to a store and see a bottle of peanut oil, shit. You think they're selling gold in there. Behind the counter. Speaking of behind the counter, finally opened up the bottle, finally got in my hands, in my possession, that 1942 Don Julio. Oh, man. First pour, smelling this in a glass, smelled like chocolate to me. Did a little research. We did a little research. Me and Uncle Phil and Courtney. Those are the gift givers. It's actually aged 2 years in vanilla barrels. That's the sense I was picking up. So who knows what's in the vanilla barrels, what other spices, whatever they're doing in those barrels. But, I mean, just no ice, no chill, just straight in a nice little glass. I was sipping that. Not too much of it, just, you know, just nice little taste. Because I'm still coming off of this weird head cold or whatever. Because I don't need the NyQuil. I don't need Robitussin. But it gets a little dry sometimes. I'm drinking a lot of water. Can't even enjoy a coffee in the morning. It's just like, But once that tequila got in me, it was just, whoo, whoo, let's get cooking. Still missing that 9.69 chronic, but we'll get into that later this week, I think. But that Don Julio, so I brought it over for the fights at Big Dad's. Everyone had a little taste. It was nice to sit down, play a little 2K. I had to teach some people how to, you know, really play 2K, not on the rookie difficulties here. You gotta learn how to play against competition. That's how you get better. Can't just play at the Y. Once you beat the people, once you're dominating at the Y, you gotta get to the men's league. Go to the summer leagues. Then you can step up to the college plates and then move on, you know? Can't be scared out here. So that Don Julio, I mean, a great gift. You saw the Instagram story. We'll be doing a continuous story about every drop of that that's been used. Left my phone out in Hinesburg. Don't know when I'm going to get that, but I do have the backup burner. I can run a little Snapchat on there. Can't do much on anything, but usually when I do my DraftKings lineups, I'm depositing other things into the toilet, not just the money. Big win, so it's going to float me up for another few weeks here of DraftKings. I don't throw money in there. I just, you know, win some money, lose some money, and we move on. It's pure entertainment. Everyone who won this weekend, your fantasies, hope you're doing great. Enjoy yourselves. It's just been a turbulent time, you know, between the birthday, the big 40. Seems like it's continued for 3 weeks now. And now we're 9 days away from Christmas, big celebrations going on. Then we got some swaps going on, Yankee swaps, liquor swaps, drinking. We're going to try to keep minimize the alcohol intake and try to get some more chronic inside. Because that's where it all matters, you know? It helps the body, maybe not the lungs so much, but it does help. Helps my mind be at ease. You know, I gotta sneeze. It's fucking. Hold on. You know what? I'm gonna pause one time just for the sneeze because this is just too much. There we go. We're back, folks. So, just the weather out here is just out of control. You know, last week, 2 days, it was 50 degrees, and it goes down to fucking 0 degrees, back up to 30s. It's raining. It's little what snow, 50 mile an hour winds. This is the result of climate change. Okay, people don't understand this. It's time to get a grip, folks. I don't care if you don't want to give up some of your rights that some people wrote 200 something years ago, 300 years ago on a piece of paper that was on hemp paper. That's called hemp paper. If you go look at it, you might want to read these things, know your history. Come on, man. Climate change is happening. Let's stop burning all these fossil fuels. Like I said last week, you know, nobody cares. We're all going to be dead in 70 years or so. People that are on Earth right now. I mean, if you're younger, might be 90 years from now. But for me, probably 70 years, I'm out of here. Probably, 60, maybe 50. But nobody cares. It's just honesty. You could see it. You could just see the way we just plaster our lives with the nonsense Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, MySpace, whatever you guys are into. Snapchats, everyone's Snapchatting. Everyone's got a phone. Everybody's clicking their thumbs away, talking to a person that probably doesn't even exist. Some 18-year-old in Bangladesh that's trying to get your credit card information, and you're over there, sending dick pics. That's do what you gotta do. But there's ways to get that evidence. You don't want to get catfished out here. I don't know what that's like personally, but you don't want to get catfished out here. Little hook and a snag. You never know what you're reaching into. So that Don Julio, I recommend it for anybody. If it's in your budget. It wasn't in my budget, it just came into my possession. I happened to turn 40. It was a beautiful gift. And we're going to cherish that until the last drop. And I was thinking I might do something special with that bottle just to remind me of where I've been and where I want to go. So, I was thinking, some sand in there, but you can't really see in there. So what does that really matter? I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do. Maybe like a little fortune cookie thing I'll put in there. Not fortune cookies, but write a little note. Have someone write a little note. Everyone that was, part of my life. Have them stick a little note and we'll look at it in 20 years or so. See what they said. Maybe a secret number. Who knows? Maybe we'll do a little, this goddamn cough. Maybe we'll do a little raffle kind of thing. 20 years. We'll say a number. Winning number gets a bottle. Who knows? I don't know how we're going to do that, but can't guarantee any of these people are going to be here. Or if we all will. Who knows? Nuclear war is imminent. It's been waiting for years. Since the 50s. The 60s. Anything's possible. Anything possible! So, for 2 weeks straight, I get on a tangent, so I forget where I wanted to go and how I wanted to start, and I forget, because sometimes I do a Thursday recording, comes out late Thursday, so I forget some of these things that I like to talk about and discuss with y'all, some of those shows, and one of them is Oak Island. I talk about this island off of Nova Scotia, in Nova Scotia, off the coast, Oak Island, supposed to be a treasure buried there. People have been digging there for 250 years, all they find is wood. Never find a real tunnel. I've never seen footage of a real tunnel. There's stories of the tunnels being found, interesting enough. No evidence of treasure. These guys just six years of this fucking history story or History Channel show. And they dig this thing, they blow up shit, they're digging test. Drilling, they're doing everything. Seismic readings, they're doing ground penetrating radar, everything you could imagine. And all they find is a lead cross on the beach, some buttons, And they find some, you know, some wood in the ground, but like ton of wood. I mean, I don't know how you say that, but hand cut wood that looks like people had been digging 100 feet below the surface at some point. Okay. But people have been digging tunnels trying to find this also. So, you know, they have to do some carbon testing. They do all this. And some wood they test. Some, you know, it's a debacle. And again, 2 weeks in a row. I haven't talked about this thing probably 2 weeks. 2 weeks in a row, they still ain't found a fucking thing. They find water flowing underground, but that's it. I'm waiting. If this season they don't find, they don't show me a chest with some shit in it, that's valuable, worth more than 10 cents, I'm done. I'm just going to erase it from my memory, and not even once it starts flashing on my TV again, I'm not even going to click on it. I'm done clicking on it. Speaking of clicking on it, if you haven't watched this Bikram Yoga on Netflix, a little story about this little guy came over from... got to be from India or something. Just guessing. I mean, what do you want? I can't really tell you the factual history on this guy, but he did. It seems like he did make up a bunch of his past to get to the place where in LA he was having. Now he had his own schools, and he did. He was like the. I guess he was one of the first people to do the hot yoga. Like the 104 degrees, 110 degrees. And this guy really made him seem, I mean, he just started making money. Just basically screwing people over. Then he had a school where he was making people teachers, and then they could set up their own thing, but he'd take a percentage of it, you know, because it would go under the Bikram Yoga flagship. And, you know, with money, he's buying Rolls Royces, he's getting funded by the state of California at some point, and, you know, but eventually, he starts trying to get in the pants of these young, these white females while he's married, has kids, and you know, with success of any type and money comes, you know, a lot of people start straying to the dark side. And thinking that he owns the property of a person's body. And, you know, so he denies all these things. Civil suits, he gets charged. He's in court. The judge convicts him. Civil suit owes like $5, $7 million to this one woman. Never pays it, leaves the country. And now he's out there in different countries outside of the U.S. now. Doing his doing the same scam. He's got hundreds, maybe even thousands of students trying to do this thing, and people just are, you know, if money's to be made, people are gonna deny. You know, if it doesn't happen to you, it's easy to just say, oh, they just want money. There was a bad business situation, or blah blah blah. Well, there's more than 10 different women saying this, okay? So, let's just call a petty, even though he's not I don't think it was a pedophile situation, but listen, if you rape a woman, the same castration and public hanging and the dip in the bacon grease should happen to you. I think. That's just my thing. So, the state of California, the district attorney won't charge him with any crimes, because they don't have the backbone, I'm guessing, to have the extradition, so he can come back and he can be brought back, and they finally, this one woman who won the civil suit, the only woman actually take him to a civil suit, can get paid the money that she's justly owed, because he lost the case in civil trial. He's never been brought up on formal charges, so that's where we're laid with that story. It's a great story to watch, because if you're blind to these things, you know, you might pass in passing hear about stories of, you know, kids getting kidnapped. You know, JonBenet story is coming into light again. There's a true crimes podcast, The Garage, that they're doing like a 5-part series telling the whole All the evidence, everything that happened within that case, which is a fucked up case too. There's never been anyone convicted of that. But there's thousands of cases like that all over the world. So you can't just, cherry pick the ones that we really care about. You have to understand this is an epidemic that's been happening for since the beginning of time, probably. And I think you have to take the time and to watch these documentaries because you have to see for your own eyes and hear about how people create this part of their life for them, how they create this. It's kind of, you don't just be, you're not just, I don't know if you're born a sicko like that. I think circumstances in life can draw you closer to it. You might be innately programmed for to do something and have no remorse or empathy for somebody like that. I mean, this is the top of the line, top sicko style to do something like that, other than, eat someone's heart or liver or their head or their arms when, some people are, Jeffrey Dahmer style. But Charles Manson is not a serial killer, okay? He just told people to kill for him, supposedly. He's got a different story altogether if you if you interview him yourself. I mean, you don't want to pen pal with that guy. You never know if your clocks are going to stop at some certain point without the power going out or your battery. You think they'd make a watch where your kinetic energy would, keep it going, not just movement, I know they got that one. Or if you're moving around, it makes the gears twist a certain way. I'm not a listen. That's not my expertise. I'm not trying to get into the whole engineering of watches here, but I think we have to take a step back once in a while and not just do the things that entertain us or relax us and da da da, but you have, I think to, I mean, I guess you don't have to. For me, as a human being, because like I said, I'm always on the perpetual hunt for information and knowledge to me is one of the best weapons that you can harness. And, I gotta pause this for 1 second. Just for to between me and you, I'm flowing right now. If you hear the beautiful, poetic justice coming out of my mouth right now, I just barely caught wind of it. Just hearing it right now. Hearing what I'm actually saying and trying to put together these thoughts is, I'm flowing right now. So I hope you enjoy that. Last week was kind of a debacle. It was all over the place. It was a juggernaut of ideas and, my wants and needs, and I couldn't really output it to the way that I wanted to give to you so you could explore those thoughts and messages for yourself. Because if we're not gaining from each other, we're definitely not moving on a plateau to the highest peak, okay? We need to keep climbing the ladder, as it were, to get that money in the bank hanging from above the ring. A little WWF style. I don't say WWE, that's a whole different gimmick. WWF, not the Worldwide Foundation or the Wildlife Foundation, but World Wrestling Federation championship belt, only one champion, class of the champions. So for me, like I said, it's a very much of a necessity in my life to continue to guide my mind into that realm of possibility so I can really break down where I want to go, what is a negative part of my life and the positive things. Because my ultimate goal is every day is happiness. Because when I wake up every day, I want to smile. Sometimes you're sick. It's not easy to smile, but you got to smile. You got to take a shower, have some tea. You can drink coffee. It's antioxidants are there. It's okay. But you to stay away from the sugars unless you like cookies. If you like cookies, ration it properly. Watch your numbers. You can do things. You can have cheat days. It's fine. Go right ahead and do it. But we gotta stay away from all these meats. Can't eat dead animal all week. Gotta have some vegetables. Celery is a big one. Yeah, I guess you could eat nuts and berries, but I mean, you're gonna turn into a tree rat at some point. How many walnuts can you eat, folks? Do you really like pecans that much? Smoked pecans? I do. Can't eat them all day, though. A little granola, Greek yogurt. Just a good way to start the day. Oatmeal, why not? Have a little oatmeal. But you don't have to put 3 teaspoons of sugar in that coffee. Get your day started. If you're not drinking your coffee black, you're losing. You're losing. And that doesn't, you know, that doesn't because I hate crackers, but so drink that coffee black. It's all right. Who doesn't like a little caramel? Straight black, though. Wesley Snipes. I watched some good The Shop. LeBron on HBO. Season 2 is out. He's got like 6 episodes in. Good conversation. Like if you want to hear good conversation, other than like the Drink Champs, which I totally am behind and will back and promote. Drink Champs, if you don't know what it is, it's Nori from Noriega and Capone. Noriega from Queens, New York. Rapper from the 90s. If you don't know it, look it up. Noriega and Capone. Capone and Noriega. So it's Noriega and a DJ he's known for a long time in his career, DJ EFN. He's from Miami. Did a lot of Def Jam promotion back in the 90s, 2000s. So they, for, I don't know, 4 years now? Maybe 4 or 5 years, they've had the Drink Champs podcast. It's on the Revolt channel, but you can watch them all on YouTube. It's all video. And they've had all the, I mean, old school rappers. That's what they do. They promote the people that people have forgotten. I mean, everybody's been on there. Nas has been on there. Rick Ross, Fat Joe. But all the oldies you want to get into, they're there. If you want to hear great conversation, if you're into music, if you're into life, you're into hip-hop, you get to hear these men. I mean, there's also been women on there, obviously. A lot of great female artists back in the day and today. Can't deny that. But to hear these conversations of a small culture of successful, you know, entrepreneurs who got to a place and were able to gain success and financial stability and almost change, you know, the view on how we look at different things in life. They discuss their genius, their downfalls, their perils, and their rise to fame. And it's a, and this is what The Shop is kind of like, but The Shop is, it's a barbershop setting, but I mean, Rick Rubin was on the last episode I saw with Bill Hader, the governor of California, Gavin Newsom, Puff Daddy was there, 2 Chainz. I mean, it's a whole plethora. Will Smith and Martin were there. It was just a great, you know, aspects from different walks of life, different paths, different sides of the entertainment business, and just being real. So if you've never been to a barbershop, if you a real barbershop, people talking shit, people having conversations, people, you know, expressing themselves, because that's what the barbershop's about. Just to let you know, if you've never been to a real barbershop, if you're not having conversations in there, like if you've never seen Coming to America, if you never had that, I can't help you. Maybe it's not for you. You know, you go watch Fox News and let someone tell you what to think. I can't help you with that. I'm not into it. It's entertaining. Plus, it's a, you know, you gain a valuable aspect of these people are not just people, you know, successful, have money, and they don't have feelings or thoughts or a life that's gotten to that or struggles to get to where they are. You know, they still have to breathe every day. They still are parents. They're still fathers. They're still husbands. They're still mothers. They're still sisters, moms. You know what I'm saying? Not everybody who has money or is looked at as or has a check next to their name on Twitter or is verified is completely blank of having feelings. You know, these people live every day just like us. They have the same kind of blood. Not like Charlie Sheen. He's got tiger blood. Speaking of tiger blood, right now on YouTube, on Comedy Central, their channel, without commercials, except for one that they promote, the holiday special thing, whatever they're doing with Blake Griffin's hosting it for the whole holiday season. One commercial for every 40 minutes of comedy roast. It's just roast after roast after roast. So yesterday I was watching them all. Charlie Sheen just popped in my brain when I was talking about blood. So I saw the Charlie Sheen one. Oh man, what was that? Oh, the one, shit, what are we doing here? Oh, Rob Lowe. I think the Rob Lowe one was, oh yeah, the Rob Lowe one was with Ann Coulter was there. You know, that skeleton, and they just bashed the shit out of this woman, but for good reason. She's a hate monger, and that's nothing you can do about that. She lives in Castle Grayskull. You know, we all have the power. Well, the white people have the power for her, but that's, you know, you'd have to go in the depth in there, because I don't like to talk about that kind of stuff. You know, white power and white supremacy is, you know, that's a continuous problem that we have to, as a nation, overcome, you know, but some people don't want to face the facts. So, moving on, Bikram Yoga, great story, a great look into what society can create and ignore. It happens every day. It's happened since our conception in the union. A perfect union? Not so perfect. But we do the best we can. And I think, you know, we have to realize the negatives that we've caused in our past to be able to move on in the future. But I think we're getting stuck a little bit in the quagmire of society. It's now, quagmire, nice character also that Seth MacFarlane had created. MacFarlane? Seth MacFarlane seems right. Of the Family Guy, but this quagmire is when you're kind of stuck in the mud, as they say. You know, I haven't been able to do much. I've been all over the place, so I can't sit down, listen to any music. So I can't do that segment just yet. But my Twitch, this is a little story, man. My Twitch, okay? I'm trying to sign in the other day. And I realize I haven't re-upped the burner. So the code won't send in. So then I start going into the help centers. I'm typing this, typing that, trying to get a contact. I finally get a ticket in. Says I got a ticket in. I'm waiting 7 days. No, I still don't get anything. Today I sign in. I don't sign in. I go back into to create a ticket. And finally, I see an email pop up say, you created a reference. Blah, blah, blah. Don't lose this. Still waiting. So I'm still waiting on that. And hopefully I can get into my Twitch eventually so I can start doing some more streams. I'm going to do some more streams. And I want to try to create as a content creator a stream where I'm not trying to be the best or the most effective or highest skilled player in the game that I'm playing. I'm trying to do a stream where people come in, they can actually play with you or play against you and have a community just like that. Because the bigger these streams get, and this is what happens, because a lot of these guys like Ninja, Nick, if you don't know anything about gamers streaming, these people are making a lot of money. Eventually, if they get the highest that you can get to, you sign deals with that Twitch or Mixer or different companies, so you get a little percentage of the game. Kind of like how Howard Stern did his deal with Sirius after he left, I think it was WNBC, could have been, maybe it was WMUR, wherever he was doing on the New York late night channel. But he got, you know, Howard got paid off handsomely. But I'm wanting this to be a nice spinoff from the Be Cool podcast, but also be a partnership of that. Because I need to keep the promo gaming. It's a gimmick I created. I think it's a nice. I got a nice logo. I've done all this all myself. And I like that ability. I like the process it takes to be able to create that yourself, to handle it yourself. And that ownership and the pride that comes with it, I'm a huge proponent of that. If you're going to be creating anything, try to create that and elevate it with you as the backbone. You want to do multiple skills. You want to have all of those. You want to produce, direct, and create and develop. You know, everything's a development. And I think that with all these processes I've done throughout my life, going to school, leaving school, moving, making music, being on stage, writing songs, creating albums, producing albums, mastering. I really don't know if I was mastering, but I was doing the best I could. I wasn't really going into depth on YouTube of like, what am I supposed to do to make this sound proper? Didn't know really what I was doing, but I did the best I could for what I had. And obviously I got to thank everybody that was within that process. Problematic at the number one, because without him, I would never would have picked up a mic, never would have wrote a rhyme, you know, Mr. Rose, you know, all those people, obviously Stack, Bread Truck, the 202 Click, More Explicit, all these people, because we didn't all rap about the same thing, so, or chase the same sounds. We all had different ideas and different avenues that we were trying to pursue, and that the beautiful part of that is it created the avenue that I went on. You know, it made me choose the forks in the road, different paths that I wanted to take and travel on. And without them and their ideas and their view and what I wasn't able to paint the picture I wanted to paint, but I was able to because of those different paintbrushes and paints that were on the palette in front of me. And those adjustments from everything I've done since then, you know, working in a kitchen, making food, even though it was paint by numbers at that point, working in a kitchen, because you're running off people's recipes, their processes, their orders. You don't really have the creative freedoms that I was taking, that I would like to take, because that's somebody else's project. You know, if with my projects, I have my complete brain to pick and choose what I want to do at certain times. And, you know, which shades of brown or blues or blacks, you know, or yellows or reds or greens, whatever you like. But now with, you know, creating, being a streaming, creating that way, the podcast, creating this way, it's a complete joy. It keeps my mind fucking assholes. I gotta take a sip of water. It keeps my mind somewhat fresh, even though I've hit 40 years old, and it seems like every time I try to conceive of ideas in my head, they just wither away within hours or minutes. But I haven't taken my shower yet. It is 1:40. We're in 40 minutes territory. And I think it's not the best thing to rant, just to rant at the end. You know, I'm not trying to limit myself to a time frame, because we had now, because of our great sponsor, and we're going to have to get into that a little bit deeper so we can explain it. Because of our great sponsors, maybe, we're able to have an unlimited amount of time for all of y'all to enjoy, to argue with me, whatever you feel like, you know. That's the beauty of the podcast, because you can pause me, you can complain, you can hit me up at Reese45MC on Twitter, Instagram, whatever you want. I'm here to listen. I love criticism. That's how you get better. If you give me the negatives, we can delete those from the process. You know what I'm saying? But without your help, I don't know what's going on. You know, if you're enjoying it, I don't know. I'm not getting thumbs up. I'm not seeing the numbers rising. I don't know what I'm not even looking at the numbers right now. I'm just trying to consistently do this every week, so you know that it's going to be here for you. In something, maybe even if you don't agree with 90% of the things I'm saying, that you know I'll be here for you. At the end of the day, at the end of the week at least, I'll be here for you. So at least we have that in common. That trust, that bond, as it were. 9 days away. Hope all your Christmas shopping's done. Hope all the packages from Amazon have come on the helicopters or the droids or druids or whatever, however you like it. Enjoy the time you're spending. If your relatives are coming into town or they're staying with you, enjoy their time. You don't see them all the time. You don't ever know when you're going to see them again, if you're going to see them again. Love each other. Enjoy your friends. Enjoy what these seasons, these holidays do, what they're supposed to be. They're supposed to be cherishing where you've come from, how you got here, and what possibly could be next. That's what it's all about. So again, I love y'all, regardless if you love me. I'll be here next week. We're going to complain about Oak Island again. I'm definitely going to listen to some music this week. I'm going to make that a point. I don't even care about football next week. I'm going to gamble a little bit. A little 25 cents here. A little free freeze here. I'm going to drink some more Don Julio at Reese45MC Instagram. It'll be on the story for sure. I will be sipping some more. Waiting for a Celtics game. Peace and love. Be cool, motherfuckers. This episode has been brought to you by Gorilla's Garage, GORILLAZ Garage, facebook.com/Gorilla's Garage, custom auto and collision repairs. Get everything from interior, exterior, quarter panels, rear bumpers, front bumper. Get it all done at Gorilla's Garage. Great prices, great people. Gorilla's Garage, GORILLAZ Garage, South Burlington, Vermont. Contact them for all your auto needs.